Imagine a mother using Tinder, not to find love, but to find men who would harm her own 10-year-old daughter. This is the shocking, real-life case of Michelle Martens, and it's one of the most disturbing crimes you'll ever hear about. Michelle Martens lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico. To the outside world, she seemed like a normal, quiet mom, friendly, polite, just trying to raise her daughter, Victoria. But behind closed doors, she was hiding a nightmare. Michelle was living a double life, one filled with darkness, deception, and horror. She wasn't just using dating apps to meet men. She was actively searching for men who wanted to abuse her daughter. According to her own confession, Michelle had let multiple men assault Victoria for over a year and claimed she got pleasure from watching. On the night of August 23, 2016, Victoria's 10th birthday, Michelle invited her new boyfriend, Fabian Gonzalez, and his cousin, Jessica Kelly, who had just been released from prison after serving time for violent crimes. No cake, no balloons, just a trap. They gave Victoria methamphetamine when she was too weak to fight back. The three adults tortured, assaulted, strangled, and dismembered her, all in her own home. They even tried to burn her body in the bathtub. And Michelle? She stood there and did nothing. Police were called, and what they found was horrifying. Even more disturbing, DNA from a fourth, unidentified man was discovered at the scene. To this day, no one knows who he is, but authorities believe he also took part in the crime. Michelle Martens, the woman who orchestrated all of this, got only 12 years in prison. She could be released early. Fabian and Jessica also escaped the maximum sentence. All three may one day walk free. How this is even possible? Do you think justice was served here, or was this a complete failure by the system? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and let me know what case you want me to cover next. Thanks for watching, and if you're still here, you're part of the few who care.